Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try Gorilla Juice Peanut Butter Marshmallow Imperial Stout. I thought there was another word in there. This is from Ascension Brewing Company. This is 16% ABV. I paid $8.99 for this. Now, this one is a little bit colder. I would say it's only been sitting out of the fridge 15 minutes. It's going to be up to you how you drink yours. I try and go back and forth. So if you want to see some that are hot or warmer room temp, click that subscribe button so you know when those videos come out. New video every day. So since I already looked at this, Imperial Stout with peanut butter, marshmallows, and vanilla. I don't know if there's a, no date on this one. Let's go ahead and get it open, get it into a glass, and see what I think about it. So, gorillas like peanut butter and marshmallows? I mean, it sounds good. And it's got, I don't know if they're using Jif peanut butter, but that's what's on the peanut butter can that the gorilla's putting in his mouth. See if that'll come through. There you go. Light chocolatey colored head, pretty much all small bubbles from this glass, about 3/4 of a head. Color on this one. I do have some bubbles. I'll go black. We'll have to pull the... Man, it is close. It almost looks like it's dark brown. But with the bubbles, I can't see the teardrop at the bottom. See if you can see. Yeah, it's black. Even putting this on there, it looks a little more brown, like a very dark brown. But we're going black. Let's go ahead and smell. Definitely get that roasted peanut butter. Roasty, nutty, sweet butter, peanut butter coming through. Head's dissipating, though. I was thinking it was going to stay around a little longer. Because peanut butter. So I wonder if they're trying to pull some of the oils out of the peanut butter, if they're really using peanut butter. I get a little roasted malt chocolate coffee in there, but that peanut butter overpowers everything. It's not as sweet. I was thinking with the marshmallows that they're using, right? Yeah, marshmallows and even that vanilla. It coming off sweeter, but it's not. It's like a creamy peanut butter. A roasted, nutty peanut butter with a touch of chocolate coffee that I'm getting. And that is it. Let's go ahead and try this. There's something in there, though. I think I got it. Okay. I wouldn't say this is on the thick side for a 17 or a 16% ABV beer. I want to say like pillowy thick. Like it's almost like you can tell it's big, it's rich, but it's light. So I would say between medium and heavy body. It's not heavy, I don't think. It's probably more the consistent, maybe a little bit heavier than like a Hershey syrup, in my opinion. I better be careful sipping it like that. It seems like that peanut butter is toned down. There is some sweetness. I want to say marshmallow, but I would have liked to see like a roasted marshmallow or a fire campfire burnt marshmallow, something like that. I am getting some burntness, higher SRM malts in the back, almost ashy in there. Maybe a little bit of vanilla. I mean, it's sticky. From where I pulled that thing out, it's on my finger. Like, my fingers are sticky. Like, a marshmallow sticky. I get a little, like, you get that roasted peanut butter up front, a little sweeter than I would like it, but there's a marshmallow, vanilla, a touch of vanilla in there, but I think it kind of changes in the middle of the palate to the end with that burnt, ashy malt. I wish that was out of there. But I almost think it helps balance it out. I think I would be complaining if that wasn't there, because it would almost be like sweetness all the way through. And I would say, okay, this is a pastry stout. But it's almost like it cuts it. It cuts a little off and stays around. So it's almost like it's not as sweet as it would be without that. It's definitely a good peanut butter taste in my mind. What's the marshmallow doing? Sometimes in craft beers like this, the marshmallow can come off as like a vanilla, like a sweeter vanilla. So you could have two types of vanilla in here, and it's almost like that peanut butter with that burnt, ashy malt is cutting almost all that out. I could sit here and tell you, oh yeah, there's vanilla in here. I pick it up right away. It's hard to find. I would call out vanilla before I would call out marshmallow. And I kind of get, in the aftertaste, a marshmallow more than I get a vanilla in there. But I wish it had like that campfire roasted marshmallow taste to go along with those roasted malts, almost burnt, ashy malts. Kind of, now that my palate's warming up to it, I don't get any alcohol in there. Maybe a touch on the back. I could sit here and just slam this thing. What was I going to say? In the back now, as my palate's warmed up to it, it's almost like a light liquid chocolate in the back. Like peanut butter chocolate is what I get in the very back into the aftertaste. Yeah. I'm going 4.5 on this one. It's good. I wish there was a little bit more vanilla. Maybe, like I said, that campfire roasted marshmallow in there. But for what it is, it's solid. Especially for the price, $9. I think I would drink this over every single one of the Bourbon Counties this year. For 2023, the Bourbon Counties, I take this over all of them that I've had so far. Definitely over all of them. And it's cheaper. So I'd probably buy a 4-pack for the price I can one bottle. Not the standard one, but all the other adjuncts. But yeah, 4.5 out of 5. Let's go ahead and check Untappd. 13 of my friends have checked this in, 4.56 out of 5. Wow. 2,000 people, 4.31. Greg S., fantastic, as always. He gave it a 4.5. Might be the best brew they produced each year. Maybe they do this. I got the layer cake foam pour. guys. I don't know what that means. Style guidelines. Peanut butter, marshmallow, sweet cream syrup. I don't know. I don't know about that marshmallow. It's not that sweet. Are they saying... Yeah, they're just saying Imperial Stout. So they're not even calling this like a double pastry stout or whatever. Let's see. Somebody gave it a 5. A lot of people gave it a 5. Always great. So they must be produce this every year. Dark brown color. Peanut butter cup aroma. No, because you get more chocolate out of a peanut butter cup. I don't get as much chocolate. Incredible flavors of peanut butter chocolate. Okay, that's enough. No Jinx gave it a 4.5. Creamy chocolate, peanut butter, marshmallow, and vanilla. So, yeah, if you can pick this up, definitely worth picking up and trying.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.